Democratic Representative Ryan Guillen of Rio Grande City filed a bill that would allow more advertising in state parks and historic sites, but he says he doesn't imagine billboards mixed with the trees.
We have a provision in there that allows the commission to regulate to make sure we keep the integrity of the park intact.
Guillen says he hoped the bill would provide a source of revenue to pay for park maintenance and Texas tourism. The legislature has already proposed shifting 7 state parks, including Blanco and Lockhart State Park, to local cities and counties to help trim the state budget. The bill would allow Texas Parks and Wildlife to team with the corporation on a fundraising campaign, such as donation coupons at store registers. That money would go directly to park maintenance. But John Cobb is afraid that won't stick. He's president of Texans for State Parks.
Even though it might be dedicated funds, that doesn't mean that that's what's going to actually be appropriated for that particular park.
For example, fees from the Horned Frog license plate or sporting goods sales tax sometimes don't make it to state parks after being run through the state's general fund first. Erica Aguilar, KUT News.